Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We thank and praise the Lord today. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller, and I am so glad that you tuned into the broadcast. Thank God for Thursday. Those things used to say, another day that the Lord done spared me and another day that the Lord have kept me. I don't know about you, but we serve an awesome Father. I am so glad that Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. I'm so glad that our Creator made a way for our escape from damnation. Oh, yes, he did. I thank God for sending Jesus. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And I thank God that Jesus was obedient unto his own death. And if you want to escape from sin and escape from all this danger that's happening on the earth, when you receive Jesus, your Lord and Savior, God can give you peace that passes all understanding. Now, understand what I'm saying. All of us, there's certain things we got to face in life. But when the Lord is in your life, you don't have to face it alone. Some of you know, and I done said it more than one time, my baby brother, Willis Green Jr., transits to heaven on August the 5th of this year, 2022. And it was painful. Yes, it was painful because I was very close to my baby brother. But Jesus make hard things all right. The Bible said, even in St. John 14, he said, let not your heart be troubled, yet believe in God, believe also in me. And it's something about believing and what God's word say about our situation, about our circumstances. It's not one thing on this earth that we have to go alone. And that's why it's so important. It's just not important for you to receive Jesus so you don't go to hell, just so you can go to heaven. But having Jesus in your life while you on this earth is needful. You know, I don't know what I would do if the Lord wasn't on my side. The psalmist said, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, I would have been consumed by my enemy. And Jesus do make it all right, y'all. He really do. And I just thank and praise the Lord for Papa Armstrong and Lady Armstrong. I send a shout out to them. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one that have prayed. And I lift up those that the Marie today, I lift them up and I pray. Jesus said that he will send the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. And I pray he, the Holy Spirit, will comfort those in Marie in this hour, in this time. I pray that he will strengthen them in their inner man. Because, you know, sometimes you can be so close to your loved ones or someone that if you ain't careful, and I've been there, I'm not there anymore, but you'll feel like I can't go on. But listen, I want you to know that God will help you to go on. Dying is a part of life. And who all, the Bible tell us, it's appointed unto man once to die, after that to judgment. I don't care if how good you been or how bad you been, you going to die. That just it. But I thank and praise the Lord that when anyone died, your loved one or whatever they may be to you, you need to know that Jesus is there to make it all right. The Holy Spirit is there to comfort you. He's there to take you through. And you can go on in Jesus. You know, that's why I say it just, you know, I used to think, you know, I just need to get saved so I don't go to hell. Well, that was one of, but I needed also because I needed some help on this earth. God never intended for none of us to go alone on this earth. That was never the intention of God. God always wanted to have a relationship with his creation, you know, and he started with the first family, which was Adam and Eve, and the Bible said that he would go down in the cool of the day and commune with Adam and Eve, you know, but they messed that up. But I thank and praise the Lord that God's son Jesus, and Jesus made it possible that man can reconnect with his creation, that man can reconnect with his Heavenly Father, and I'm so glad. You know, the Bible tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. Hear me good. And because God is a spirit and we are spirit, we have a soul, we live in a body, we can connect with him. Oh, yes, you can. God made that possible for us. And I am so grateful. I am so grateful for what God is doing in these last days. And the Bible says, set your affliction on, set your mind on things above. Listen, here's a lot of things that's happening on the earth in this hour. Paul said to Timothy, in the last days, many going to depart from the faith. They're going to heed the doctrine of the devil. He also said, in pearly time, danger time. Y'all, we living in danger time. You hear about tragedy. You hearing about disaster. You hearing about a lot of murder. A lot of bad things is happening on the earth. But listen, God made a way for your escape. Jesus said to take his yoke upon you. Learn of me. And I don't know about you, but as a born-again believer, daily, as I seek the Lord, and as I read his word, I'm learning more and more about the Lord. Amen. We was talking Monday, the Lord kind of led us, and we were talking about salvation, and, you know, you don't have to be in bondage to sin. You don't have to be addicted to any kind of drugs or any kind of habit. Jesus is there to set you free. And, you know, that's the good news. You know, you want some good news. Whatever you facing and whatever you're dealing with right now, you don't have to deal with it by yourself. That's the good news. If you, like I said on Monday, if you're addicted to any kind of drugs, marijuana, alcohol, whatever it may be that causing you to be miserable, you feeling that I want to get rid of it, but I can't. Listen, God done made a way for your escape through Jesus Christ. And by accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior, he will break the power of sin off of you. Oh, I'm a witness. I've been there. He would do it for you. But you have to come to him. You got to believe on that Jesus is the Son of God, that he the Savior of the world. You got to believe that in your heart and confess with your mouth, Jesus, I want you as my Savior and my Lord. And he will come. He will come and dwell in your heart. He will break the power of sin off of you. And you will find yourself being able to connect with your Creator like God would have you to do. Okay, we're going to continue. We've been talking about faith. I started the 18th of August, and we were talking about faith. Faith is a way of life. And we talk about, the Bible talk about faith 3 times in the Bible. You know, he said in Habakkuk 2:4, the just shall live by faith. And Habakkuk got that revelation, got that word from God when he was observing. It appeared that the sinners was seen to be getting by and getting away with what they were doing. And it seemed like the righteous was always suffering. And Habakkuk made up in his mind, I'm going to go and I'm going to petition God. And, you know, that's a good thing about the Lord that I love so much. Whatever. There too, again, whatever you're going through with and you don't seem to have the answer, you don't went to people and they don't have the answer. Listen, God have the answer for you. The Bible says, if any man like wisdom, let him ask God. And God will give you what you need. God, the Holy Spirit, is here. He came down on the day of Pentecost. And I tell you, if you haven't received the Holy Spirit, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to come into your life. Because I tell you that he, the Holy Spirit, he's your teacher, he's your guide, he's your comforter. He's your revelator. You need the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. But we've been talking about faith. The Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. And I think that, you know, for me, I believe everyone should have a little bit of teaching, do a study on faith once a year. The Bible even said, and Paul said to the Corinthians, he said, you need to examine yourself to see whether or not you in faith or not. And I found out sometimes we can believe that that we operate in faith when we are not. You know, I find out it's a difference between believing and faith. You know, you need both. You know, I like something that the late Fred Price said about faith and believing. He compared it to a coin. And he was saying that, you know, you take a quarter. On one side is George Washington, and I think on the other side it's an eagle, if I'm not making a mistake. But guess what? If one of those pictures is missing on either side of the coin, you cannot use it. Well, it's the same way with faith, believing, and hope. If any one of them missing, you will not be able, better yet, your faith will not be affected. And, you know, I thank and praise the Lord because every year the Lord bring it to me to do a teaching on faith and had to be to help me as well, you know. So we going to continue. We will show you some scriptures in the Bible that believing alone don't change your circumstances. Here's when you act on what you believe. Faith is acting on what you believe. The first late person we use in the Bible was the lady with the issue of blood. The one with the issue of blood, she believed that if she could get to Jesus and touch the hem of his garment, she had a bleeding issue. She believed if she could get to Jesus and touch the hem of his garment, she believed that she would be healed. Now, if you study the scripture, you would know according to the Mosaic of the law, and at that time they were still operating in it. It was against the Mosaic of the law for you to be out on the street or be in public with a bleeding issue. But this woman had heard about Jesus. She heard about this man that was healing people. And I know she had to hear because the Bible said, she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. And there too, again, as I stated, we want to show some more scriptures that believing alone will not change your circumstances, but you got to act on what you believe. And faith is acting on what you believe God said about you and your situation. And that's why it's so important. And this hour and this time, yes, a lot of things is happening. The Bible said, many afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. And like I said, faith is so important because when it comes down to living faith or walking by faith, everything we do in the kingdom, we have to do it by faith. We can't go by what we see in the natural. And remember, we did a great bit of teaching in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, remember? 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, we talked about not looking, come on. And I don't know about you, we did a lot in 2 Corinthians 4th chapter 18 verse. Remember we talked about why we look not at the things which are seen. Faith do not look at the things that are not seen. Faith look at things according to what God's word say. In 2 Corinthians 4 and 18, it says, why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. We look at the things that are not seen. And the things that are not seen, faith calls us to see what is not seen. Faith calls us, faith give us the result of what we see that's not lining up with God's word. And there too again, like I said, we're going to continue. I want to show you some scriptures in the Bible that agree with believing alone. As I stated, believing alone will not change your circumstances. You can say, I have a job. You know you got the job. I believe I got the job. But if you don't go, if you don't act on what you believe, that just like saying you don't have it. The Bible even tells us in Mark 11, in 23, it tell us that we got to believe and when we pray, believe when we pray and don't doubt in our heart. Well, once we pray, we got to speak the answer. We got to speak the result. We can't speak, you know, what we see that is not lined up with the word. But let me go on and pray a little bit. Father, we thank you again for your word. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, I thank you for strength. I thank you for life first, and I thank you for strength. I thank you, God, for each day that you grace us to go on. I thank you, Father, for being faithful to your word. The Bible says you watch us over your word to perform it. I thank you for watching over your word to perform it. I thank you, Father, that you are a Father of integrity. That scriptures say that when we don't remain faithful to you, you remain faithful to us. And Father, I just want to say thank you. I praise you and I bless you. I thank you for divine health. I thank you for divine protection. I thank you, Father, for watching over my children, my grandchildren. Father, I just want to tell you how much I thank you, how much I appreciate all you do. Thank you for my Savior, who is Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher of the body of Christ. Father, I thank you for bringing enlightenment and understanding by the Holy Spirit to the people today. I thank you, Lord, that life will be transformed. I thank you that the Holy Spirit is being released through the airways to those that have tuned into the broadcast. I thank you, Father, you said those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. So I thank you for the Holy Spirit is filling those and those that are seeking God with all their heart. He giving them answers. Those that are hungry for righteousness, he revealing righteousness to them. Those that are seeking strength, by their bull. God, I thank you for strengthening them in their inner man by your spirit. I thank you, God, for renewing people's strength today. I speak strength to those that need their strength to be renewed. Father, I give you praise. I give you honor for it in Jesus' name. And Mark, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to go to St. Mark, the first chapter. And as I stated, we've been talking about believing alone do not change your circumstances. Faith is acting on what we believe. And if we don't act on what we believe, it would not change our circumstance. And as I stated, you really need to get this because I done been there before. Time I said I believe God, but I didn't act on it. The children of Israel, when they was in the wilderness on their way to the promised land, they believed what Moses said, but they did not act on it. The way they respond, they mama and complaining. Mama and complaining, it's a sign that doubt and unbelief is there. Because when you truly believe what God say, and this is something God showed me, when you truly believe in what God word said about your situation, you don't have to mama complain about it. You can just say and do what the word say and go on by your business. Okay, in St. Mark, the first chapter, let look at the 40th verse. I'm going to read that from the King James, and y'all know Prophet Miller like a living Bible. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, I do. Mark, the first chapter, and we're going down to Mark, the first chapter, and the 40th verse. And like I said, what we're talking about today, faith is acting on what you believe. Believing alone do not get the job done. You can say that all day long and say, I believe God, but if you don't act on what you say you believe, that faith is acting on what you believe. The Bible said the devil believe and he trembled. Okay, St. Mark 1 and 40 said, there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Listen, now the leper, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He had to also know something. And this, when you go in the four gospels and you read about the people that Jesus healed, or better yet, the people that came to Jesus, majority of the time, the ones that came to Jesus, they had insight on about Jesus, about what Jesus could do. And they believe, and they didn't only believe, but they act on what they believe. They found a way to get to Jesus. There too, again, anybody with lepers was not supposed to be in the public eye. But there too, again, these people had such a strong faith. If they just get to Jesus, they would be delivered or whatever. Now, in the hour and the time that we're living in, God revealed himself to us through his word. Come on, somebody. And that is so important. I found out a lot of people have their faith in how they feel. If I feel it's right, it's right. That's not true. Faith don't have nothing to do with your emotion. Faith is based upon the absolute word of God. That's what faith is all about. And I tell you something else too. It's easy to talk faith than to live faith. I want you to hear me. It's easy to quote scriptures. It's easy to say what God say. But when it comes down to putting it into action, well, faith is an action word. Believing is the motivator. And love is a motivator. Love motivate me. Excuse me. But there too, again, look what he said. Like I said, he said, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him and kneeling down to him and saying unto him, if thou will, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus was moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will be thy clean. Now there too, again, when you read it for God, Jesus didn't turn anyone down. Now, I know some people might say, well, Prophetess Miller, I pray for my so-and-so and family member. They have a certain kind of sickness, and they didn't get healed. They just went on and died. Look, I pray for my brother, too. But, you know, you got to realize when other people is involved in your prayer, I want you to hear me, they have a will. And a lot of times you do not know what that person's saying to God. And I don't have all the answer, but I learned that. A lot of times you can be praying for your loved one, but you don't know what they're saying to God. You just have to go on and put your faith out there and pray and believe and trust God with it. And go on. You know, that's something I'm learning. And, you know, you don't let the enemy cause you. Any thoughts come to you that gonna cause you to cast away your confidence, your faith in God, you got to cast down that thought. I learned that. Any thought come to me that trying to get me to doubt God's word, I'm quick to cast that thought down. I don't need that to eat away my faith. Are you hearing me? But there too, again, like I said, at that 40th verse, he said, that the leper told Jesus, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus will move with compassion. But the point I want to show you, before he came to Jesus, I'm sure he meditated on. And he probably heard what Jesus was doing for people that come to him. And he got it. He kept thinking, meditating on. He said, I believe if I get to Jesus, Jesus can heal me of leprosy. And then when he got to Jesus, he kneeled down and said unto him, if thou will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will be thy clean. Now some might say, well, prophet, we can't go to Jesus in the natural. Well, you can go to him in the spirit. And the way you can do that by finding out what God's word say about you. Find out what, don't be so quick to pray and petition God about something if you don't know what the will. Faith begins where the will of God is. And what is the will of God? The will of God is the word of God. If you don't know what God's word say about your situation or what you can have, how you going to have confidence? And that's why it's so important, and we try. When I minister, I try to show you in the word because I want you to put your faith and confidence in what God's word says, not what Prophetess Miller said. I want you to put your faith in what God's word says because that's what God going to only do what his word says. That's why don't let nobody keep you from reading the word or don't let nobody read the word for you. We live in a time now a lot of people is addicted to prophecy. Every time you see them, they want somebody to get them a prophecy. Prophesy to me. God did not tell us to live by prophecy alone. The Bible told us in the last days, there's going to be many false prophets, and they're going to deceive many. So don't be going around here trying to get a word from people. Get in the Bible, read the word for yourself, and put your faith, your belief, your confidence in what God's word says. God is not obligated to do anything that his words don't say. God's word will back up what God will do. Okay? He said, as soon, look at the 42nd verse, after Jesus said, Jesus was moved with compassion, he put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will be thy clean. And as soon as he had spoke, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was clean. And straightly charged him and forthwith sent him away. And he said unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleaning these things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto him. See, Jesus knew they were still up under the law. Like I said, first off, that leprosy had no business being in the public. That was against the law of Moses for you to be out in the public with leprosy. But this young man, just like this man took the chance, just like the woman with the issue of blood, because they believed if they could get to this man Jesus, and no doubt they had heard about what Jesus was doing, the healing he was doing. Well, now, we don't have Jesus in fleshly form, but we do have the word. And Jesus even said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and life. And we have to put our faith, our confidence, our believing in what God's word say. Come on, church. That's why in 2 Corinthians 4:18, don't look at the things that are seen, but we look at things that are not seen. Because things that are seen is temporal. Other words, whatever we see in the natural that's not lining up with the word of God, it is subject to change. Some people say, well, I've been praying and standing on God's word for a long time, and I still haven't seen no change. Listen, stop, focus on what's seen if it's not. Focus on what God's word say and remind yourself and declare, God, you say it. God, you say it. God, you say it. And I found out that's the way faith works. You got to set your mind on what God's word say. The Bible said, God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And I found out you can set your thoughts. Mm-hmm. You can be in control of your thoughts. But you have to take a stand. Thoughts that bring in discouragement and sorrow and disappointment, them not the thoughts of God. No. See, the enemy know what can cause your faith not to be affected. If you're a born-again believer, the Bible said God gave everybody a measure of faith. But I can't work your faith with you. You can't work mine. Now, I can help add to your faith, but I can't work it for you. Okay, I'm going to read that same verse. I'm in my Living Bible. Remember I told you I like to read from the Living Bible. And I'm going to start at that 40 verse by Jesus. And look what it is. A man with leprosy came and kneeled in front of Jesus, begging to be healed. If you want to, you can make me well again, he said. Listen, the Bible said, he that come to God must believe that God is. First, you got to believe that God exists. First, and then next, you got to believe that God have the ability to change your circumstances. God can change your life. Now, I can hear somebody say, well, Prophet Miller, I've been believing all my life that things have not changed. Really? Really? Have your believing been based upon what God's words say? Or you been allowing yourself to believe according to what you see? Been there, done that. You have to make up in your mind whatever God said about your situation. You got to embrace that and stand on that and refuse to move away from it. what you believe in. Your words got to be in agreement with what you believe in. You can't believe one thing and say one thing and then do one thing. No, your believing, your saying, your doing got to be in line with what the words say. And that's what sometimes we'll believe what the word said, but when it come down to speaking that word, when it come down to doing that word, people won't do it. And when you doing it like that, you are not going to see the promise of what God said about your situation be fulfilled. And just like I said, I believe the mailman put a check in my mailbox. But just believing that, if I don't act on it, which is faith, by going to the mailbox and checking it out, going in there and going to the mailbox and opening it up, how would I believe going to be manifest if I don't act on it? And see, a lot of times we say we believe, you saying it with your lips, but when it comes down to your words, what's coming out of your mouth after you done prayed, when it comes down to your action, you're doing something else. That's not faith. Come on now. That's not faith. This man with the leprosy, he didn't only believe, but he made it. He went to where Jesus was. Come on now. A man with leprosy came and kneeled down in front of Jesus begging to be healed. If you want to, you can make me well again. Excuse me. He said, you can make me well again, he said. Moved with pity, Jesus touched him. I want to. He said, be healed. Instantly, the leprosy disappeared. The man was healed. Then Jesus sent him on his way and told him, sir, go right over to the priest and let him examine you. Don't talk to anyone along the way. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy, so everyone would have proof of your healing. Now, you see that? It said, but as the man went on his way, he spread the news, telling everyone what had happened to him. As a result, such crowds soon surrounded Jesus that he couldn't enter a town anywhere public. He had to stay out of the circle places, and people from everywhere came to him. But my point, I want to show you how they didn't only believe. Now, we done discussed the one with the issue of blood. She believed that if she could get to Jesus and just touch him, he didn't have to touch her. Her faith was, if I just touch the hem of his garment. Now, she knows something about that the robe that Jesus had on. She knows something about his garment, his priestly garment. And she believed if I just touch his priestly garment that he would wear, I'd be healed. He got to touch me, you know. Now, whatever you're dealing with today, what verse do you have dealing with the situation or your circumstances? What verse? Have you found a promise? Have you found a promise that you can stand on? God said through Jeremiah, he said, I watch over my word to perform it. Y'all, God is not obligated to do anything that his word don't say. And I found that a lot of times people would just say, God will do this and God do that. Do the word say it? Is it written here, do it? Or you think he would do it? Well, since he a good God, listen, God done already made it possible. The Bible say that the Bible was written through holy men. They was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write the Bible. God done made it plain what he would do and what he won't do. So you shouldn't go by what somebody else said. You need to find out what God's word say. Listen, God ain't going to never disappoint you. Now, somebody might beg to differ. I found out in my own life, even when God didn't do it the way I thought he was going to do it, God didn't disappoint me, and I had to trust him. I had to find out my relationship to God is like a good father to his child. A good father And a child, that child learned to trust his dad, his mom. He might not understand why they do what they do, when they do it, and how they do it. But that child first, I'll have to know that they love it. And you've got to first know that God loves you. God loved all of us so much, he sent his only begotten son, so that, man can have that right again, the fellowship and commune with him. Y'all, God loves you. Yeah, some might be listening at this broadcast, but Prophet Miller, you don't know what I done went through with. I hear so many children say, well, my mama wasn't there, my daddy wasn't there, my family didn't do right by me. Okay. And then they said, Prophet Miller, what God was, he was there all the time. Because guess what? It would have been worse than that if God wasn't there. But guess what? Even now, God can still turn your ashes into beauty. God can still do the impossible. Y'all, we living in that hour. Don't let the enemy cause you to stop believing and trusting in God. That's what the enemy been trying to do ever since Adam and Eve in the garden. He wants us to, believe it or not, all of your trials and tribulations is the enemy trying to get you and I to cast away our confidence in God. Don't give up on God, because you is a whosoever just like I am. He said, whosoever will, let him come. God ain't going to make you live right. God ain't going to do that. He gives you a choice. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to go. We got time for another one. We're going to go on into Mark, the second chapter. And my point is, in showing this, I want to show you that believing alone will not change your circumstances, but you have to. Faith is acting on what you believe. I believe that I need to get my tithe and all, but I just can't afford it. You don't believe. If you believe you're supposed to be giving tithe and offering and you don't do it by faith. See, everything we do in the kingdom, we do it by faith. We don't do it because we feel like it. Everything is complete. No. No. That's why Habakkuk said, it just walk by faith and not by sight. You have to, in love, motivate. My love for God, if I love God, listen, the first commandment is when we love God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. If we love God like that, that's what motivates us to do what he's saying. Now, I give tithe because I love God. And I found out over 30 years ago, giving tithe and offering got me out of debt. Come on, somebody. And to this day, I still believe in sowing. The Bible said God gives seed to the sower. You know, some people say, I don't ever have nothing to give. You're not a sower. I have watched sometimes I go to services and say, just sometimes money come in my hand and God will speak to me, I need you to sow this into so-and-so in life. I need you to sow this. See, God gives seed to the sower. Y'all, it works. Every seed produced after its time. And a lot of times, these are laws and principles in the kingdom, and that's why I'm saying believing alone don't get the job done. You got to act on what you believe. That's what faith does. Faith calls me to act on what I believe. And I have missed out on things because I believed it, but I just didn't act on it. I let fear come in. I've been down that road. Okay, in Mark, the second chapter, I'm reading from the King James. It said, again, he entered to Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them, and they came unto him bringing one sick of palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broke it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. Now listen. Now look what's happening. You go believing in action. Yeah, this man was sick with palsy. Okay, what happened? He had some friends that bring him. And what Jesus was, it was so crowded they couldn't get through the door. What they did, these people really had to believe. They had somebody faith that tear open a space in the people roof to let the man down. You see, they did something. They act on what they believe. And somebody listening at this broadcast, yeah, you say you believe God, but you ain't acting on it. You ain't speaking it. You not doing it. You know what I found out? Whenever we act on what we believe, God released the ability, the power for us to do it. Come on now. And that's why you got to tell you, God, I believe, in 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, it tells they were saying, we believe, so we speak. But like I said, some people say they believe God, but they don't speak it. They don't do what God say. You can't, your faith is not going to be affected if you just believe and you don't speak it and you ain't acting on what God say. Okay. If you believe God said don't fornicate, and you say, okay, God, you said don't fornicate. God, I will not to fornicate. Because, well, guess what? When you choose not to do it, God will release the ability. God will enable you not to do it. The Bible says that God worketh in us both the will and to do of his good pleasure. See, listen, do you not know you just think one day make up in your mind you're going to come to God? It was the Holy Spirit that was convicting you. And I find that the Holy Spirit don't only convict us, but he give us the faith that come and believe and trust God. That's right. That's not of you. That's why the Bible says all the glory belongs to God. Y'all, we can do nothing of ourselves. Yeah, before we got born again, we thought we were doing it all. I did this and that. You, even then, God was enabling you to do something, and you didn't even know it was God because you were spiritually blind. And the Bible say, when we're not born again, we are blind to spiritually things. We can only see things from the natural perspective. Okay? But look what it said. Go on now. Like I said, the fourth verse, and when they could not come, not unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broke it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, what was their faith? They believed so much if we get him to Jesus, he would be healed. They let that prayer man down. Home up the people, Ruth. The Bible don't tell us in detail who house they was in, but I wonder, what did the people say that owned that house? When them people go on top, I don't know how big it was, go on top of the roof, open it up. Now, that's faith. That's why I said Jesus saw their faith. That was faith, y'all. Come on now. And the Bible tells us that's what we have to come to God with. Do you really believe and really trust what God's word say about you? That you not allow what you see that's contrary to what God's word say is causing you to move on it. And I'm going to tell you, listen, let me say something else to you. In the hour and the time that we're living in, like I said, Jesus made it possible we all could come to God. Whatever decision you got to make in life, pray about it first. Get in your prayer closet. Get to yourself and pray. And after you done prayed about it, get still and wait on what God will tell you to do. Don't just up and go do something because somebody else did it. And that's something that's a lot of times people try to mimic other people's faith. Don't mimic other people's faith because it's not gonna work for you. Don't mimic my faith. You got to develop your faith. And what I want you to develop your faith in what the word's saying. Not just because Prophet Miller said it. My faith is, the more I read about people that, and since I've been doing this teaching on, faith is a way of life. And I've really been meditating even the more, you know, about believing. You know, I'm acting on what I believe, or just I believe it, and I don't act on it by speaking and doing it. Come on. Y'all, I'm telling you, and sometimes some things, it don't happen instantly. We see some things in the Bible have this, but everything in the Bible that Jesus, it didn't have instantly. All healing went instantly. Some said as they went, they was healed. It's not always instantly. But Jesus had so much of faith and confidence in his words that when he spoke to the fig tree, a very familiar passage, when he spoke to the fig tree, it's a no more figs, he knew it wasn't going to be. And you need to really examine to see what's coming out of your mouth after you done prayed about a situation. Is you still saying what the words say? Are you going by how you feel? Because I'm here to tell you, feelings is the first place the enemy going to use to cause you to doubt God. That's what feelings do. Feelings and what you see cause you to doubt God. Because you done took your eye. Remember Jesus. Remember when Peter seen Jesus walking on the water, and Jesus said, if it be you, bid me come. Peter was walking on the water, but the moment Peter got his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. You got to, whatever you're dealing with right now, find out what the word says and key in on that. Focus on what he says. Read it aloud. Put your name in it. Meditate on it. Speak it, meditate, and do it. Because this is what these people did. They believe, and they put their believing into action. That's what faith is, acting on what you believe. That's why I want to show this to you. It's in the fifth verse when Jesus saw their faith. He said unto the sick apostles, son, thy sins be forgiven them. But there was certain of the scribes sitting there reasoning in their heart, why does this man thus speak blasphemy? And you know, even with that, when you make up in your mind, just like these scribes were sitting around, when you make up in your mind to believe God and trust God or live right, the enemy going to bring people or somebody in your life that cause you to go a different way, to get your eyes off of it, but don't let nobody do that. I learned that, you know. If you don't made up in your mind to live right, stay focused. If you got friends that don't want to live right, leave them alone. The Bible said, be unequal yoked together with unbelievers. He said, come out from among them, touch not the unclean things. Because I'm going to tell you, it'll always be somebody to try to get you to doubt what you believe. But you got to make up in your mind based upon what God's word say. If I got to stand and go by myself, I do that. I tell you, it's worth it. And see, but the point I was trying to show you today through these two scriptures is to show you how these people, they didn't only believe, but they act on what they believe. Well, it's 6:48. I'm going to switch over to my Living Bible, and I'm going to read those same scriptures. I'm going to read down to the seventh verse. I'm going to read down to the seventh verse. But I want you to see again that this man with leprosy, he had no business being in public. The woman with the issue of blood. But these people believed if they could get to Jesus and they act on what they believe, and they got the resource that they was expecting. And like I said, never, when it come down to other people's faith, never let other people's faith dictate to you what God will do and what God won't do. Because you don't know what's all included in what they faith were or what they believe or what they didn't believe. That's why your faith and my faith have to be based upon what God's word say, not what other people say. Come on, I want you to hear me. You got to always make sure your faith, your confidence, your believingness on what God's word say. Find it out. Find out. Go in the word and find out what he say. Excuse me. Find out what he say and do what he say. But your faith got to be based on what God's word say. Okay. I'm in Mark, the second chapter. 7 days later, Jesus returned to Capernaum, and the news of his arrival spread quickly through the town. Soon the house Where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there wasn't room for one more person, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't get to Jesus through the crowd, so they dug through the clay roof. Now, the Living Bible said it was a clay roof. And I also say this is where Jesus was staying. But see, that's the thing that blesses me when I read the four gospels. Jesus was so, he inspired, he was, what he, his faith, what he was doing when he came on the earth, after that time that God allowed him down the earth, people were getting healed. People were getting set free. Now, all people was not getting healed because some people didn't believe. The Bible even said when he went to his own town, he couldn't do great work because his family didn't believe. They didn't believe and they didn't trust what Jesus. They didn't trust Jesus. They looked at him, oh, that's our nephew. That's our brother and all that. And, you know, it's sad that some people in ministry they and their family don't honor and give them respect. Not knowing if that brother or that sister, father, if they've been called of God and they anointed, that anointing on their life can destroy the yoke. But you got to honor and respect that. But, you know, we're living in a time now people don't honor and give respect to the man or the woman of God. Oh, it's nothing now. When I was growing up, if a drunk man came by the church, if he was staggering, he would straighten up, take off his hat, and walk by the church. That was the honor and respect. But we living in a time, the honor is not there for God anymore. It's not there for the man or woman of God. People look at him like, oh, that just so-and-so. No, it's not. That person been called, chosen, and appointed, and anointed of God. And if you honor and respect them, that anointing on their life will destroy their yoke. I'm talking to somebody. If that's your nephew, if that's your father, your auntie, whatever, if they've been called of God, they anointed. Yeah, but you don't know. Wait a minute. See, that's the problem right there. We got to see people according to what God's word says, not what you think or what you feel. I learned that. If I'm going to operate in the kingdom get the result that God said, I got to see things from God's view. I got to view it the way he viewed it. I can't view it the way I see it with my five senses. That's why you're not supposed to look at it. You're supposed to look at them according to what God's word says. Well, you don't know what they're doing. Well, guess what? You didn't call them. Let God deal with them. That's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to love them, forgive them, and pray for them, and God do the rest. No, I want to get done. It's 6:53. I want to finish this. Hallelujah. He said he preached the word to them. Four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't get to Jesus through the crowd, so they dug through the clay roof above his head. Then they lowered the sick man on this mat right down in front of Jesus, seeing their faith. Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Thy son, your sins are forgiven." Now, the reason why Jesus, here was his sins that were causing him to be paralyzed. Yep. Now, let me tell you something. Sin can cause you to be sick. Come on now. All sin is not just, it could be sin that causing it. This is what it was with him. He said, "My son, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of the religion law who was sitting there said to themselves, "What? This is blasphemy. Who but God can forgive sin?" Jesus knew what they was discussing among themselves, so he said to them, "Why do you think this is blasphemy? Is it easy to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or get up, pick up your mat, and walk? I will prove that I, the Son of Man, have the authority on earth to forgive sin." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, take your mat, go on home because you are healed." The man jumped up, took the mat, pushed his way through the sun onlooker. Then they all praised God. We've never seen anything like this before. There too again, my point is, we stand that faith, believing alone don't change your circumstances. But it's acting on what you believe. And you that been listening as we've been talking about this, you need to examine yourself. You need to examine yourself. So, you know, Lord, whatever you're dealing with, you know, like I said, I don't know what your situation is, but you need to ask yourself a question. Is I been acting on what I believe? Or just I been walking around here saying it, and my action is saying something else? Come on now. Because I'm telling you, your acting have everything to do with the manifestation. Your speaking have everything to do. Come on. That's why I want you to see this, because like I said, we've been showing you through the scripture people that believe. They didn't just stand there and say, I believe, but they act on what they believe. These people believe if they could just get to Jesus. I heard about him healing. I heard about him catching that devil. If I can just get to him. They made the effort to make a move. They didn't just sit there and believe. And how many people sitting around just believing, but they ain't acting on it? Acting on that means they not speaking it. They not doing what he said. Come on. Well, your situation, that's your situation, mine and anybody else. If we just sitting around believing that God can do something about our situation and we ain't doing what God would have us do, but it ain't going to change. Some people, I believe, you know, if I was to go to church, my life would change. Well, why don't you go? Come on, man. Why don't you just get up and, well, Prophet Miller, I don't know what church to go to. Well, visit and believe and say, God, you know, I don't know right now where you want me to go and join myself to, but God, I'm gonna seek out, and Lord, I'm going to believe you when I get to the right one. You're going to let me know. Well, guess what he'll do? See, the Bible says seekers. Fine. Sitting around doing nothing, it's not going to change you or your circumstances. Remember when Jesus told them disciples, they had fished all night long, and they didn't catch not one thing. Jesus told them to latch out in the deep. Now, just say that. Yeah, Jesus, we believe what you say, but we done taught all night, and we ain't got nothing now. You telling us to latch out in the deep, but we done fished all night. No, they said, nevertheless, it's your word. We done did it, but if you tell me to do it again, we going to do it at your word. And that's the way it worked with all of us. And y'all, I'm telling you, a lot of people sitting around believing, but they ain't acting on what they believe in. And they mad at God. They mad at everybody. And you haven't did what faith requires you. Faith requires you to act on what you believe. Come on now. See, your emotion are lined up with what you confess. Oh yeah, your emotion aligned up with what you see and what you say. Your emotion aligned up with your thoughts if you allow it. You know, I have heard even reports about certain things. And when the thought, I say, hey, you're not going to act on that. I said, no, you're not going to act on that. You're going to act on what the words say. But I want to show you, and ask the Lord allow me, we want to show you in the scripture, believing alone will not change your circumstances, but you got to act on, do something, act on what God's word tell you to do, and that will change your circumstances. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you right now, even as we go off the air, I pray for the Holy Spirit that he will continue to bring enlightenment and understanding to those that have tuned into the broadcast. Father, we thank you for your word. If we don't act on what we believe, we operate in doubt and unbelief. Lord, I even ask you to forgive us for doubt and unbelief. Forgive us for doubt and unbelief and operate in fear, because fear, doubt, and unbelief would keep us and cause us not to act on what we believe. And if we don't act on what we believe, we won't get the results that you say. In Jesus' name, Amen. This was Apostle Willie Ann Miller. Enjoy the rest of your evening.